You're listening to Jason Hendrick, the Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805 favorites. And I got to wipe my forehead.
Yeah, Farmer John comes in here. Awesome. Yeah, that was great. Good job, Farmer John. But I did want to talk real quick about one of our favorites, 9021 FA, which is right there in Westlake Village. And, of course, 9021 FA is that wonderful French, Vietnamese, fusion food that's so rich, so clean. You know, they do curbside pickup. They're open to 10 o'clock on the weekends. In fact, I think they're open to 10 o'clock on the weekdays now. And you can give them a call at 818-597-1902 when you're driving down that 101 and you're trying to figure out what you want for dinner. Give them a try. I'm asking you, give them a try because you're going to like it. The pho soup, the spring rolls on a hot day, those spring rolls would be absolutely delicious. Good stuff. Okay. 9021 FA. Now we got the Hungry Man, Jason Hendricks. What's happening, Jason?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Today's
sir.
Hungry Man segment could have been brought to you by your business. Do you need to extend your business's brand and exposure? Do you want the reach and ears of over 30,000 listeners, plus the platforms of internet streaming and social media? If yes, then you need Tom and Sandy's help. Tom and Sandy's 805. Call us 805-570-5636 or email 805withtomandsandy@gmail.com for more information and rate consultation.
I'm going to hire you to do our commercials.
And remember to tell them that the Hungry Man sent you. You know, it's turning to...
How do you handle a hungry man?
I know, one day I'm going to play that song.
Got a man handler.
You know, it's all about soup, so...
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. It's on, you can get it YouTube.
I saw it. I watched it.
Yeah.
It's a little dated.
Hey, so I'm dated.
Today, though, we're starting to get into summer. You know, we were talking about the fire earlier. It's going to be a lot of grilling season going on. So, hopefully next week, I'm going to be working to get on someone from the fire department to talk about fire safety and handling your grills.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Please.
Yeah,
yes.
I spoke with some representatives yesterday, and of course, everyone's out trying to fight this fire.
Oh, yeah.
But next week, we're going to try to bring in a representative to talk about grill safety, barbecue safety, and how to handle that.
Yeah.
In preparation for that, though, I want to talk about burgers, because what goes better on a grill than burgers?
My favorite. I love hamburgers.
A good homemade hamburger is to die for.
It's
it
fantastic.
Really is.
Fresh ground beef, a little light seasoning. Unfortunately, Sandy can no longer have the bun.
But they have other creative ways.
Like
I wrap them in lettuce that Farmer John gets me.
Yeah, no. You could always take those crackers, put them on it.
I would say that's a creative use, Sandy, if people weren't using iceberg lettuce, which is basically water. If you're using some of Farmer John's, like, bib lettuce.
Yeah, he doesn't have iceberg lettuce in here.
No.
You see those lettuces?
Lettuces? Now we're talking about something cool.
Right.
But if it's iceberg, I'm not a big fan.
Right.
So the history of the burger, though, dates back kind of in a muddled way. There's debates about how far back the hamburger originated.
Mm-hmm.
There's discussions about the Mongols riding with raw meat under their seats and tenderizing it, and that led to an evolution into Russia's steak tartare, which turned into Germany's Hamburg. No one really quite knows, but we do say that the hamburger originated largely from Hamburg in Germany, and because those immigrants, when they came over to the United States, were cooking up minced beef with mm-hmm. onions and seasoning. So that's kind of the really acclimated and appreciated origin, but it's still
probably the beginning of the meatloaf too.
Yeah, probably.
It sounds like,
because it started out as a really kind of a poor person's dish. You take leftover scraps, you grind it up with some vegetables.
That explains why I like hamburgers so much.
Hey, I'm
poor
a big
folk.
Fan. And one of the things I want to make sure everyone appreciates about a burger is the flavor and the juiciness, and we get that from fat. So I know there's a lot of people out on diets. You want to be careful what kind of fats you're intaking,
mm-hmm.
but fat is flavor, and fat is binder.
When you're going to do a burger, my suggestion is, because if you go down, say, to Vons and you were buying your meat, or Ventura Meat Company, wherever you go, okay, they'll
Vons
have the
and Ventura Meat Company are so different.
Spectrums.
I was giving a spectrum things. Spectrum.
He's giving a range.
Oh, okay.
Pendulum. A pendulum of range here. Okay.
Keep going.
I see 70-30 sometimes, 80-20. You've got 85-15, 93-7, you know, on the fat
sure.
and meat. The best for a burger is an 80-20.
I agree. 100%.
Because you'll burn the fat out, but if you do a 93-7 and you put it on the grill, you're going to have yourself one dry puppy when
it's
done.
And it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want to make sure there's some kind of fat in there. And one of the crazes nowadays is in part bacon or other meats.
Yum.
You know, doing these multiple blends as well. Maybe taking chuck with short rib. Or I actually saw online yesterday one chef was recommending adding in some oxtail, which is a lot of intense flavor and fat.
I like oxtail.
Yeah, I do too. It's tender. It definitely jam-packs the flavor. So
you
can mess with blends. You can impart other meats to create that flavor, but you definitely want to have fat for some binder and flavor.
For a hamburger, can you mix pork and beef?
That's the beauty. You can mix about anything you want. And the other great thing, just like a burrito, you can put anything in it and it's going to taste good. You can put a fried egg on it. You can put some kale, like Chef Farmer John was talking about.
Just wrap it in a tortilla and it tastes good.
Yeah, put it between two sesame seed buns and you've got something really tasty. But it's got to be quality meat and it's got to have fat. Other ways we're talking about burgers is how you cook it. A lot of people have their own theory about cooking a good burger. Never squeeze your burger. Don't smash it with a spatula. You're pushing out all the juice and all the flavor.
So you put a thumb in the burger to make that little hole, that divot? What?
Tom and I are not sure how to respond to that, or if we should at all. But yes, I do recommend dimpling the patty.
Yeah, she does like to make them, from what I understand, like a donut.
Yeah, not quite all the way.
Why is there a hole in my burger? That was her thumb.
That could be an interesting shape, though, to put condiments in the middle. But you do want to dimple it. And the reason you dimple it is because if you don't, a lot of times the burger will swell and become kind of rounded and unshapely. So you want to have a nice flat burger, put a little dimple in it before you start cooking. And the other thing is, don't mix the salt when you're grinding or mixing your beef before cooking.
Oh, yeah.
That ends up drying out and actually start creating some leaching of the burger's juice and fat
prior
to cooking. And you'll get a very tough, chewy burger, almost like sausage.
Okay.
So, yes, you don't want to do that. A little sprinkle of salt and pepper or your seasonings right before putting it on the grill would be best. When we're talking about buns, obviously, we recommended maybe a lettuce wrap. You could do them straight open face, though.
Top
it with anything you want.
Yeah.
There's other debates. Stuffing the patty is a debate out there. Some people
with
are on,
cheese and things like that. Yeah,
there are some purists that will tell you not to stuff. Put the toppings on instead. And again, part of that theory is that it will dry it out or it will affect the consistency of the burger, just like the salt mixed in. So, I'm not opposed to putting in cheese because I think it's an ooey gooey nice mess when it comes out. But you want to be conscious of what types of ingredients you're stuffing in your patty.
I never do that.
Now, because when you're cooking meat, you have to let meat rest. Do you have to let a burger rest?
You should let a burger rest. Just like steak or a good pork loin, what you're seeing is that those juices will redistribute throughout the patty. Mm-hmm. If you put a steak on a cutting board or a burger on a cutting board, right after cooking, you want to let it get a couple of minutes, and you'll see it start to soak up some of those juices that were originally coming out onto the cutting board. You're going to get a better burger, higher quality, and the juice will be retained.
You know what? Condiments. One of my favorite condiments is you take a jar of pickles, and you take out all of the pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
You put in there jalapeno juice. Wow. Mm. That's all I got to say.
That sounds interesting.
Wow.
You know, another great tip, too, when you're talking cheeseburgers, especially griddle, because there is that two camps, grill versus griddle. I'm more of a grill kind of guy. I like the flame kiss, like a little bit of char. But there's the griddle camp that put on a nice flat steel surface, kind of like In-N-Out.
Right.
They do the griddle style. If you're doing griddle style burgers and you're adding cheese, you can take a metal bowl, like a stainless steel mixing bowl, and a little squirt of water underneath that bowl with the patty and your slice of cheese. It'll help it melt more consistently and a little quicker.
So
it creates like a little sauna, like a little steam bath for the burger patty.
Oh, that's
patty
interesting.
And the cheese.
Okay,
so
cool.
I recommend using a nice mixing bowl. When we're talking toppings, obviously the go-to is ketchup and mustard and pickles, right? That's a kind of America-style pickles, lettuce, ketchup and mustard. But you can put just about anything on there. We have some great places in Ventura County that are doing unique burgers. Top Hat, Stacked, Wayback Burgers, Hook Burger. We've got Social Tap, who has a bacon burger, which... When you're talking alternative ground meats.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, in all honesty. I struggle with that one a little bit.
It's very tasty, but I'm not sure about that either because some people would say a burger is a hamburger, right? It's beef.
It's beef.
But there's a lot of variations out there nowadays. People are getting creative. You do salmon burgers, veggie burgers.
Right.
And I'm into all that, but whether or not you consider it a burger is up to you. Some other cool ones, we've got Barrel House 101 has their Avenue Burger with chorizo and a fried egg and some unique toppings. Oh. We're actually going to be giving one of those away here at the end of the segment. And then another purist kind of theory is that you should be grinding your own meat. So, you mentioned the Ventura Meat Company at the beginning of the segment. They grind their meat fresh every day.
That's a butcher shop, you know?
And you can go in and get your own cuts. You can come up with your own custom blend. You put a couple in your own
hand grinder.
See,
I like that idea.
Yeah.
You get different flavors and textures out of different cuts of meat, and you can grind it all together, come up with your own blend.
Perfect.
Cool.
Real quick, talk about what you do with
Everybody's Hungry. Is a food-focused educational and fundraising group here in the county. We do behind-the-scenes tours, ag tours, production events, classes, and tastings. They all go back to sharing a passion for food, educating about food, and raising awareness for food share. We were talking about Ann earlier. Food share right now is affected by the fire. A lot of the farmland was burned. They're going to have trouble getting food in from those farmers. So if you can help out donating canned goods, produce, whatever it may be, give Food Share a call to you. They're going to need everybody's help right now.
Outstanding. Put that on our Facebook site, would you please? We appreciate it. Jay, and you said you had a giveaway real quick?
We do. We have 2 pounds of ground beef from the Ventura Meat Company, as well as an Avenue Burger from Barrel House 101.
Okay. Let's call 650-1590. We'll take caller number 5 and 10 on those. So the first one that gets in can take his selection, and the other one will get the other one.
Hey, can Jason come back on our travels? Because we're going to be talking about his event. Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's do that. Perfect.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.